As you said in the beginning, the main categories of people you see moving to France are those who are moving for business, professional reasons or for family reasons. Mm-hmm. In terms of how you counsel them in terms of pre-immigration planning, what are the three most important strategies for them to consider before making that move?
Alors, if they move for professional reason, it will be difficult, but try to have the possibility to defer the income mm-hmm. when they will leave France in order to reduce their income tax liability if they can, mm-hmm. to reduce their portfolio of real estate if they can, unless this portfolio of real estate are mainly funded by bank debt.
Yeah.
In that case, it will reduce the real estate wealth tax. Mm. And also take care if they are old enough or their succession issues before mm-hmm. coming to France, because in France, you may end up paying 45% on your transfer to your family. Mm-hmm. So you never know where you are going to die, for sure. Yeah. But if you can plan for that.
Yeah. And just to be clear, structures that work in other jurisdictions like trusts and foundations, they don't necessarily work in France.
Just no, it doesn't work now mm-hmm. because since 2011, French government has introduced some reform of the taxation of the trust. Mm-hmm. First, trusts are not recognized under French law.
Yeah.
And in the past, since they were not recognized, there were some loopholes yeah. regarding the taxation. Mm-hmm. And we use them a lot in order to avoid mainly wealth tax on real estate wealth tax, to avoid some succession duties as well. Mm-hmm. But now this is clearly impossible if you mm-hmm. comply to a law,
of course,
for yeah. sure. Mm-hmm. And you will be subject to all the taxes applicable as if the trust do not exist.
I see. Okay.